Welcome to the jungle. In this lesson, we're building a drop modulation workflow in Ableton Live 12 that gives you that old-school jungle and DNB energy, raw, restless, and always shifting, but still locked to the groove. The big idea is simple. Don't write one static drop. Write a drop that mutates in phrases. A lot of people try to make a bass line move by throwing on a filter and letting it wobble the whole time. That's not really the jungle way. The classic vibe is more like energy arcs. It lifts, it bites, it backs off, then it comes back harder. So we're going to shape the drop in chunks, usually every two bars, and let the modulation serve the arrangement instead of running wild for no reason. First thing, set your context before you touch any devices. For old school jungle and DNB, aim around 172 to 176 BPM. Then build your main idea around a 2-bar loop and extend that out to 8 bars. Think of bars 1 and 2 as the statement, bars 3 and 4 as the first lift, bars 5 and 6 as the variation, and bars 7 and 8 as the push into the next phrase. That gives the whole drop a story instead of just a loop. Now let's build the bass foundation. We want two layers. The first layer is the sub. Keep this clean, mono, and solid. Use something like operator or wave eatable with a sine or triangle wave. Don't get fancy here. The sub should do one job. Hold the low end down. Keep it centered, no stereo widening, no unnecessary FX, and don't overdrive it unless you know exactly why you're doing it. The second layer is the mid-bass, where the personality lives. This is where your Reese, growl, or warped bass tone can move around. Use wave eatable, analog, or whatever synth you like, but start with a saw-based or detuned sound and shape it with auto-filter and saturator. That combo is a jungle classic in spirit, filter for movement, saturation for attitude. A good way to work is to group the mid-bass processing into an audio effect rack or instrument rack and map the important stuff to macros. Map the filter cutoff, resonance, saturator drive, maybe a little dry slash wet on echo or phaser flanger, and if needed, width on the mid layer only. This gives you a performance-friendly setup. You can automate it, or better yet, record the movement in real time so it feels played instead of programmed. For the movement itself, think in ranges rather than extremes. A cutoff sweep might live somewhere between a darker 200 Hz zone and a brighter 2.5K Hz zone, but you don't need to sweep the whole range all the time. In fact, that would probably make the drop feel less focused. Make one parameter the star. If cutoff is the main motion, let drive and resonance support it subtly. If you try to make cutoff, resonance, width, and echo all go huge at once, the identity gets blurred. That's a really important coaching point here. One strong motion usually beats four competing motions. Next, we write the bass line itself. Old school jungle and DNB bass often works best as call and response. That means the bass answers itself. Don't just hold the same rhythm for 8 bars. Give it a main hit, a pickup note, a rest, then a variation at the end of the phrase. That stop-start energy is part of the language. It leaves space for the drums and makes every bass note feel intentional. You'll often find that less note density works better than you expect. The groove comes from placement and phrasing, not from filling every gap. A short note can hit harder than a long one, because it leaves room for the break to breathe. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, stay disciplined with the note lengths and let the modulation create excitement instead of adding more notes. Now we need the drums to behave like a proper jungle record. If the break is static, the bass modulation won't feel alive enough. The relationship between the break and the bass is everything. Chop your break in simpler or sampler, slice it to MIDI, and then make little moves, shift a ghost note, vary the velocity, drop in a tiny fill, or add a snare pickup before a phrase change. You can layer a clean kick or snare if needed, but the break should carry the character. A little drum buss can help bring out transience and grit. Use it lightly. A small amount of drive, a touch of transient attack, maybe a bit of glue on the drum buss if needed, but don't crush the life out of it. And keep an eye on the low end. If your break layers are muddy, carve them with a cue so they don't fight the sub. A useful mindset here is this: jungle is rhythm music first. The bass modulation should lock with the break, not float above it like a separate sound design exercise. Now let's add the effects that make the drop feel like it's breathing. Use echo for short throws, little spaces between hits, and quick one-shot repeats at the end of a bar. Use auto filter for fast dips or sweeps on the bass bus. Use redux sparingly if you want a bit of lo-fi smear or distress on a fill. And reverse audio is your friend. A reversed cymbal, reversed break slice, or a tiny, reversed resample can create that classic pressure-building moment before the next hit. The key is restraint. In DNB, The best effects are usually short and purposeful. You're not trying to create a cinematic wash over the whole drop. You're creating pressure changes. Think of it like the track inhaling and exhaling. A really effective move is to automate a short echo throw on the last bass or snare hit at the end of bar 2. Then pull the bass bus down briefly with a filter choke and open it back up right as the next phrase lands. That opening moment can feel huge on a club system, especially if the sub has been kept clean underneath it. This brings us to resampling, which is where the workflow starts to feel properly junglist. Set up a new audio track and resample your modulated bass pass. Record a couple of bars, then chop the result into new pieces. Reverse a tiny fragment and drop it before a phrase change. Slice a glitch and place it right before a snare. Pull one little section out and use it later as a one-shot accent. This is old-school thinking in a modern Ableton workflow. Commit something, then recombine it into new movement. A really strong trick is to resample a phrase where the filter opens up, then later use that audio clip as a transition hit. That way the drop has memory. It feels like the music is referencing itself, which is a very classic jungle move. Now let's talk arrangement, because drop modulation only works if the structure supports it. Think like a DJ. Give the listener enough repetition to lock in, but enough change to keep the energy moving. A good jungle or DNB drop often has a simple first phrase, then a second phrase with more motion, then maybe a switch up or a surprise in the second half. You can remove an element for half a bar, add a tiny low pass choke, or bring in a more unstable variation later on. Try to storyboard the 8 bars. Bars 1 and 2 establish. Bars 3 and 4 open up. Bars 5 and 6 destabilize. Bars 7 and 8 release or reset. That keeps the drop from becoming a flat loop. And here's a really important detail. Contrast makes the heavy moments heavier. If everything is dirty all the time, nothing feels dirtier than anything else. Leave a few moments a little cleaner, a little drier, or a little less distorted so that when the reese opens up or the echo throws in, the impact is bigger. Finally, we need to keep the low end under control. The sub stays mono, always. The mid layer can have some width, but don't let the low mids get cloudy. If the groove starts feeling boxed in, reduce that 180 to 450 HC buildup before you add more layers. That range can get crowded fast in jungle, especially once the break and bass start talking to each other. Use utility to keep the sub centered, and check your bass bus in mono every so often. If the reese gets harsh, tame the 2 to 5k HC area. If the low mids feel muddy, carve them a little. Don't chase loudness at this stage. Leave headroom. The drop's power comes from contrast, not from slamming the master too early. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the modulation continuous and aimless. Phrase it. Don't stereo widen the sub. Don't overdo FX throws. One or two good transition gestures per 8 bars is usually enough. Don't ignore drum variation, because the break is half the energy. And don't design the sound before you decide the phrase. Lock the structure first, then make the modulation serve it. If you want a heavier, darker result, try filtered distortion instead of full range distortion. Saturate the mid layer, then keep the nastiest harmonics under control with filtering. You can also try a pre-drop low pass choke on the bass bus, and then snap it open at the drop. That little opening moment feels huge. For an extra gray touch, layer a very quiet texture like vinyl noise, room tone, or dark ambience. Keep it subtle. The best jungle textures often live just under the surface. Here's a quick practice challenge you can use right after this lesson. Build one 8-bar drop using a mono sub and a modulated mid bass. Duplicate the 2-bar phrase across the 8 bars. Change the filter or resonance at bars 3 and 7. Add one echo throw at the end of bar 2. Chop a break with at least 2 ghost notes and 1 fill. Resample the bass for 2 bars. Reverse a tiny fragment and place it before the second 4-bar section. Then mono check the low end and clean up any mud. If you do that, you'll end up with a drop that feels like it has 2 clear phrases and 1 variation, which is exactly the kind of movement we want in old-school jungle and DNB. So the core takeaway is this. Build a mono sub. Add a moving mid layer. Phrase your modulation in 2-bar blocks. Support it with topped breaks and smart FX. Resample the good moments and keep the low end tight. When the drop feels like it's breathing, answering itself, and changing shape every few bars, you're in the right zone. Now go make it nasty.